brought to sorrow for those who are at their sleeping places, their bodies, because their spirits are with the Lord. That's what the Word of God says. And Jesus said this in John 11. He was talking to Mary and Martha. He says, I'm the resurrection and the life. He that believes on me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Now, let's get this straight for a minute. This is the paradox of the Christian life. You die to self, and you have life. Right? You die. You're born again. You say, Jesus, I'm going to die. I'm going to get baptized. I'm going to bury my old man. And I'm going to come back, and I'm going to let you. But, you know, I've been crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. That's what Galatians 2:20 says. That we're making a decision to die to the old man, the old nature, and to live as Christians, as believers, to be born again, to live as a new person, with Jesus being Lord of our lives. And we're dying to all the old thinking. And see, this is where we get messed up, because the cares of the world and the riches of the world entangle us, and we get pulled back in, and we get confused about what Christianity is and what a success in America is. You see, we're tangled, we're confused, we're bogged down with all of that. No, I belong to God now. Everything I am, every part of my being is now His. That's my choice. And because that's abundant life, and I know it because God says so. And Jesus said, I came to give you that. And if He was willing to go die for me and take all my sins, man, He's a pretty cool dude. I know He loves me. He does love me. I'm going to believe what He says. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to let Him be Lord of my life. I'm going to let Him rule and be in charge. And wow, it works, folks. Does it work when you do that? It works. Ask anybody that's done it if their life doesn't turn into a miracle, amazing life. Because it works, because it's true. Because God created the universe. And He's going to call little atoms together and reconstitute you for eternity in a spiritual body. That's a pretty amazing God, isn't it? That's how much He loves us. So He wants us to be children of light, live like that. And so there's a physical death. There's a clinical death. When you go flatline and you have no more brain waves and your heart can't pump blood and you can't breathe air and all these kind of things, you're clinically dead. That's one thing. To be separated, spiritual, your spirit from your body is clinical death. You understand, right? And so yet you may die, yet you will live. Well, there's a spiritual death. Now, what is spiritual death? It's simply separation from God, you see. And what the Lord promises is we become born again and bring His Spirit into our lives. We can't die because we're with Him. We're His. His Spirit's in us. We have kindred spirit, you see. And we're joint heirs with Christ for eternity. And so we can't die spiritually. We're with Him. And guess what the Bible says? It makes sense to you now in John chapter 3. After it goes about God, for God so loved the world, it says that Jesus came in the world not to condemn the world, but through Him the world might be saved because the world is condemned already. What does that mean? We're born spiritually dead. We have no relationship with God. That's why we need to be born again, have the Spirit of God come back into us, because our sin has separated us from God, is what Isaiah said. And so when we receive God, Christ, into our hearts, we're made alive. We were dead. Now we're alive. Now we're children of light. The Spirit of God's in us, and that will never die. That will never, 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 never die. Wow! My body might go flatline. So what? But my spirit is never going to die. Right now, if you are a Christian, if you've received Christ into your heart, you are alive. If you haven't, you're dead. You're dead. You have no relationship with God, the creator of the universe, the creator of your very soul. And so you're condemned already. This is what the Bible teaches. You want spiritual life? The only way is to receive the Spirit of God into you. And the only way to do that is to agree with God that you're not good enough to have my Spirit, my perfect Holy Spirit in you, unless you have your sins wiped away. And the way you do that is trust what I did for you. Don't spit on me. I came to earth and put on flesh and went through horrible suffering for you that you can live with me. All of your sin, all of your imperfection, everything about you that's wrong, I don't see it no more. because my blood covers you. But you've got to receive it. You receive it, you have life, you're holy to me. And you're in my presence again. And you'll never die. You'll never die. Wow. It's exciting.